Every 5 years, Congress has to renew a gigantic piece of legislation called the Farm Bill. That sets the stage for our food and farming systems. But with a multi-trillion dollar debt ceiling crisis looming, Congress is looking for ways to slash spending, including in the Farm Bill. Harvest Public Media's Xcaret Nunez breaks down the major pieces of the omnibus bill and why it matters.
Okay, you're not a farmer. So what does the Farm Bill have to do with you? Turns out, quite a bit.
Anybody who eats or wears clothes that are generated from natural fibers is actually touched by the Farm Bill.
That's Amy Hagerman, an agriculture and food policy specialist for Oklahoma State University Extension. She says this Farm Bill is predicted to cost about $700 billion over the next 5 years, the most expensive ever. Some Republican lawmakers want to cut spending in Farm Bill programs and are using the debt ceiling as leverage.
There's a lot that happens behind the scenes to negotiate a Farm Bill.
Of the bill's 12 sections, called titles, lawmakers are likely to focus on what costs the most. So let's look at the four most expensive titles. The nutrition title is the biggest piece of the Farm Bill pie, with about 85% of its cost. That includes the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which helps more than 40 million low-income Americans buy groceries. Jonathan Coppice is the Director of Agriculture Policy at the University of Illinois. He says cutting SNAP is a priority for some Republican lawmakers this Farm Bill cycle.
If budget's driving our whole discussion, then we're looking around for big numbers to cut. And this is a big number, so it gets the first focus on cutting.
One way Republicans want to cut spending on SNAP is by adding more work requirements. Coppice says this fight between lawmakers isn't new.
The work requirements discussion that we hear about is rooted in this kind of mindset that somehow these policies are motivating people not to work.
Next, crop insurance. Farmers can purchase the insurance to protect against losing crops to natural disasters like drought or storms. It's the second most expensive title, accounting for 7% of Farm Bill spending. But it only covers crops like corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton, while very few fruit and vegetable farms get coverage. Patrick Westhoff is the director of the University of Missouri's Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute. He says he expects discussions about covering new specialty crops, but that would cost money.
They're trying to find ways to make that a more affordable process, to make it easier to get those programs established even for some products that don't have as high of a value of production as some of the major crops.
Third, the commodities title. It provides subsidy payments to farmers that grow certain crops like corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton, and makes up less than 5% of Farm Bill spending. So when the price of a commodity crop drops below a certain threshold, farmers are paid the market price for that specific commodity. But Westhoff says some farmers want lawmakers to raise those market prices to keep up with inflation.
So we have relatively high prices for most agricultural products today. So under current policies, the commodity title will spend very little money in the current year.
Last major title we'll look at, conservation. It covers programs that encourage farmers to use practices that improve soil health and water quality. But Coppice of the University of Illinois says climate change will be at the center of lawmakers' conversations when it comes to the conservation title. The Inflation Reduction Act invested $20 billion into conservation programs, but Coppice says it's unknown how that will play a role in Farm Bill discussions.
This really historical investment from the Inflation Reduction Act around climate change is something we've not ever seen to that degree outside of the Farm Bill debate.
So what happens next? Historically, each Farm Bill has been a bipartisan effort, but Coppice says he expects it will be difficult for Congress to pass a Farm Bill this year, especially as the debt ceiling deadline looms. If Congress doesn't pass a new version by September 30th, the best case scenario is they vote to extend the current Farm Bill for another year. I'm Xcaret Nunez, Harvest Public Media.